USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making a statement at this hour at the White House concerning the Turkey-Syria border situation. In a tweet a short time ago, the president said the ceasefire there has held and that the Kurds are safe, though that doesn't jibe with reports from the ground. President Trump also saying that ISIS prisoners being held in the area have been secured. Presidential candidate Joe Biden is still leading the polls in the race for the Democratic nomination. A new CNN survey says Biden has support of 34% of Democratic-leaning voters. Senator Elizabeth Warren comes in second in the poll with 19%.
This has been a challenging few years for Facebook.
That's Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, currently in the spotlight at a hearing on Capitol Hill that's going to focus on its controversial plan for digital currency. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's now apologizing for referring to the 1998 impeachment of former President Bill Clinton as a partisan lynching. It comes hours after Biden was slamming President Trump for using the term lynching to describe the current impeachment inquiry of himself. A Pacific Gas and Electric spokesman says hundreds of thousands of Californians could soon be without power again for the next few days as part of an effort to reduce the risk of wildfires.
The Sierra Foothill portion or region of our service territory is expected to receive those dangerous winds at approximately 5 p.m. We plan, if forecasts remain consistent, to begin the de-energization sequence at approximately 2 p.m.
A new report says every 5 days in America, a young person 19 or under is killed by a train. Save Kids Worldwide says parents have to discuss train dangers with their children. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
If you're on Obamacare, your rates will be dropping next year. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Rates for those using healthcare.gov to get their coverage will be dropping by an average 4% in 2020 in 38 different states. It's the second consecutive year of lower rates. Six states using healthcare.gov will see double-digit drops. And in 2020, 20 more insurance companies are joining the federal exchanges, bringing the total to 175. So the number of states with only one carrier will be dropping from 5 to 2 next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before his funeral. She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly 4 decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half-staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.